It. The hiluch, what's going on with the yud with the hiluch? Rabbi Nosson, and he's like, you see, he doesn't argue on hiluch. Tomorrow says, Lord, there's no raya, but we're talking about hiluch here without the yud. Therefore, and the rabbi, don't go as according to Rabbi Sheet, and not according to Rabbi Nosson. Toshima coming here, says, the fikach in Momolo Yabal, Yevshi Shitakabolo Elo hiluch.
I don't want you to accept this gift to be a shlich lekabolo. Elo hiluch v'tein, I want you rather go take this gift to my wife. Then it says clearly, what's the last of Yachzer? If he doesn't want to retract, he could retract. Again, time of Yom Yevshi. Only because he said Yevshi, I don't want you to be a shlich lekabolo. Holo Yom Yevshi, if the husband would have not said Yevshi, then the din would have been Rotzalas Loyachter. If the husband wants to retract, he can't retract. So my love isn't the case talking about the hiluch, that we're going for Reb Nosson. We want to see even according to Reb Nosson. So if the husband would have said Loshen of Hiluch, that would not be good. Because Hiluch is Lav Kischi. But rather he said Loshen of Hiluch. Hiluch means Yer Kischi right now. Should you have a proof that according to Reb Nosson, Hiluch is good? Tomorrow says, Loy, I'll tell you again, Behoiluch, we're talking about Loshen even Behoiluch, and Berebi. And the Chalam Mishnah only goes according to Rebbe. But Rebbe holds Hiluch is also Kischi Dami. But like Reb Nosson, could be Hiluch and Hiluch both are no good, not Kischi. Toshma, here's the final proof. This is a good proof. Says, Hiluch gets Zelishti. Take this get to my wife. So it says, Rotzalas Yasser. The husband wants to retract, he could. Why? Because Hiluch is Lav Kischi. And still it says, Hiluch gets Elishti. If the husband used the Lashon of Hiluch, then we say, Rotzalas Yasser. Here it says, here the husband cannot retract anymore. So the Chura, Man Shamet Lady Yama Behiluch. Rotzalas Yasser, who holds the Lashon of Hiluch? Is Lav Kischi. That the husband could retract, that's Rabbi Nosson. Oh, come, so it says clearly here, the Hiluch, Rotzalas Yasser. But if you use the Lashon of Hiluch, Hiluch is a stronger Lashon, Hiluch is here it is right now, they get you Bichal right now, so Hiluch is Kischi. Shemamina, Hiluch Kischi Dami Shemamina. Here's a good proof that even according to Rabbi Nosson, if you say Lashon of Hiluch, Hiluch is a stronger Lashon, that is Kischi. If we learn like this, His Kaboli Giti. If again, his kaboli giti, where the wife really told the shliach to be mekabel the get. Now the shliach tells the husband, v'ishtecho amres kaboli giti, the same thing. So he's a good shliach lekabolo. V'uayme, but the husband says, choylech v'tein lo, take it and give it. So the question is choylech kischi the get's chal right now? Or is choylech lav kischi, it's only chal when she receives it? So Amar Rabbi said, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, naseh shlucho yushlucho, that this shliach has two parts to him. He's like his shliach and her shliach. In other words, Rav has a suffix, is hoylech kischi or lav kischi. If hoylech is kischi, the shliach is the wife's shliach to get the schar right now. If hoylech is lav kischi, the shliach is the husband's shliach, if not chal, tusha receives it. Therefore, what's going to be if the husband dies before the shliach gives over the get to the wife? Loch would be the chaletzes. In such a case, though, shall need chalitzim in a suffix. It's possible to say that when the husband gave over the get,
maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. Then when I saw he had to have chaletzes. So the maybe, what do you want to tell me? That the misafka le rav. Rav has a suffix over here. He heard a kischi dummy, a lav kischi dummy. What's the law of hurlik? Is it kischi dummy or not?
In Mumnis, we learned like this by money matters. We learned hurlik mon lepleni. If Reuven tells his friend, take this money to Shimon, shani chayvo, I owe him the money. So now the Reuven Shliach took the money to give it over to Shimon. Omar Rav says like this, Chayibach Yusuf, the money gets lost on the way, the Meshalach, he's Mechuyif to pay. But Yishno, V'yimbolach Tarein Echayzer, if the Meshalach wants to retract and get the money back, nothing doing, he can't retract anymore. Because you see, Herlach is Kischi Dami. So here we see for sure, Herlach is Kischi. So Gemara says no, Hosan the Klal is, could be to suffer there also. But the Klal by money matters is, a suffix of money, since the shliach now is holding the get for this other person, it's like he has the money already. So therefore, all over Raya, we can't get the money back anymore. That's why the Mashallah cannot get the money back. But hocha over here by Yisurin, suffix Yisurin l'chumra. Here the case is the husband gave the get to the shliach and said hoylech. Now if hoylech is kischi, the get is chal right now. If Hoylech is Lav Kischi, she's not Megereshus until the get comes to her hand. And here that the husband died before she received the get, she needs Chalitza. That's why Rav Tak has a suffix. Is Hoylech Kischi or not? And by Yisum, he has to go to Chumra. Omer Rav says, Einu Isha Oysa Shliach Lekabel Lo Gita Miyad Shliach Baila. If the husband made a shliach to give the get over to his wife, Then the wife wakes up and makes a shliach to accept the get from the shliach of the husband, nothing doing. We'll soon see the rabbanon, that's not called a good get. So the Chanina, Rav Chanina says, no, isha oisa shliach lekabolo gitam ya shliach baila. What's wrong? The wife could make a shliach lekabolo to accept the get from the shliach of the baal. So Gemara says, my time of the Rav, what's wrong? Why, what does Rav say it can't be? Ibo says two towards him. Ibo says, one towards him, shum bizoin the baal. Say, as far as the baal will be very makfit upon this. It looks as if it's, what happened here? The husband made a shliach to give the get to the wife. So the husband wants that his shliach to give the get to the wife. Now the shliach now, if the wife makes the get to receive it, it's as if the wife doesn't like what the husband did, he doesn't like to get it from his shliach, he doesn't trust the wife, the husband's shliach, it's a bizoin to the husband. That's why she can't do this. He boys him, another Eric says, it's a new gzera, mishum chatzer habo liacha mikan. It looks a case like a case we had, if the husband were put to get in somebody else's chatzer, and then later the husband would buy that chatzer and be makir to his wife, the get would not be good. Because at the time when the husband put the get in that chatzer, he or she did not own it. See here also, if the husband first makes a shliach, and then she makes a shliach later, it looks as if the shliach is getting it from somebody else. So Mar says, my benayu, what's the difference between the two reasons? If the wife first made a shliach to accept the get, and then the husband went to make a shliach to give the get, if the chsorn is mishrim bizoyin, the baal doesn't look nice to the husband, that still applies here. The husband's not going to feel good if you don't accept the get from my shliach. But if the reason is we're afraid of a chatzah that came later on, here it doesn't happen. Since the wife made the shliach la kabbalah first, so there could be no problems over here. It never looks like it was given over to a third party in between. This will be an afkamina. So we're going to say like this now. It was a maitse now. Who garba there was a man? He sent a wife, he sent his wife to get with a shliach. Also shliach, the shliach went, the shliach loyalocha, ashkechei, he found the wife, kiyos of a kolisha, she was needing dough. Omolos, he told the hilo get, gitcha, here's your get, that your husband is sending you. Omolos, she said, very biyotcha, have to see, you hold on to it. In other words, I'm making you a shliach la kabbalah. You be my shliach la kabbalah, and the get should be good. So Amr of Nachman, Nachman said, you should know, the Rabbi Chanina, if you hold like Rabbi Chanina that said, a wife could make a shliach like a bolo to accept the get from the baal's shliach, if so, I would say in this case, the get is a good get. Omalei Rabbi said back, no, V'yinisa the Rabbi Chanina, of this, Ba'uvda, even if you hold like Rabbi Chanina, here you would hold, this is the halacha. Here's another problem over here. Ho'lechos v'shlichos eitz la'baal. The shlichus cannot be returned to the husband. We have before Svara, whenever you make a shliach, the shliach has to be able to finish his mission and then go back to the original owner and tell him, I did what you did. But here it can't happen, because the husband made this Reuven a shliach to give the get. Now before he gives the get, the wife makes him a shliach like a kabbalah. So instead of him giving the get, he himself becomes the one to receive the get. That should be a problem. The shlichus does not go back to the mishalcha. So Gemara says, Shalchu l'kaim with Ravami, they asked this question in front of Ravami, Shalchu l'hu, and he sent back to him, Loichos the shlichus, it's labal, it's like a true, the shlichus is no good over here. Since the shlichus can never go back to the husband before he becomes a shlichus l'kabbalah, therefore the get is no good. Let me think this thing over again. Hold the shalchu l'kaim with Ravami, they sent it over a second time to Ravami, the same shayla barabba. Omri said like this, Kolhani shluchi lo v'azli, all these shluchim should be good. All these shells that were sent to me, you should know, we have the same sveikus. And therefore the klal is, have a sofik sheberva. It's a sofik if the get is good or not. And the klal is, have a sheberva choletis. In the case of any time you have a sofik, if the get is good, so in a sofik we have to say choletis. Have you do the case like this? We have to call Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Masa get the chalitza. Need two things to get the chalitza for the Gemara Tati. If it needs another get, what do you have to give chalitza for? The Gemara says get mecha. If the husband and wife are still alive, give a get. But if the husband died, then you need chalitza. Chalitza liachamisa. Who the heavy kore nafosa? Certain person that his wife was called nafosa. Also sadi kosef tfosa. The Adam went and said wrote in the get tfosa. They wrote the wrong name. Some of Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Masa Mishmei the Rav also read their shtichusim. The Eidim did what they did, and they can't rewrite the get. No, they have to rewrite the get. So he said, these Edom can't do it. The husband only made the Mashiach to write the get once. And they made a mistake, so they finished, they can't rewrite the get. Maskev lo rabba, mi kamala ksaibu chaspa. Did the husband tell the Mashiach to write a stam, a piece of paper? Vavala, give it. They said write a get, so since he didn't write a get, the first writing is nothing. He has the right, have the right to write it over again. Elom Rav Rav said like this better. Vadi Kosev Sadi Gita Mialya, if the Edom wrote a good get, and then be over, they lost it, that's the Svarasu Edom Shechusam. The Edom did what they did, they can't do it over again. Maskel Rav Nachman, why? Mi Kamala Kisvu Bianchu, did the husband say write a get and leave it alone? Because Saisu in your pocket. Doesn't matter, write it and give it. So if you lost it, Avadi, you have the right to write it over again. Elom Rav Nachman. They could write the get and give it 100 times. In other words, as long as the get does not get to her, they are still shluchim to give the get to his wife. If the husband says, write the get and give it to my wife, does that mean to say, that's it? He's choshe for the tircha of them. In other words, Kisvu tenu l'shliach means not that you can't give it over. Just I'm making it easy for you. But if you want to give it, you can give it. Avle Rabbeinu Rav Ashi v'yerlich lo, or else I don't need it. Ashi v'yerlich lo mai. What he says v'yerlich lo take. These case takas a shayla. If the Edom could do it or not. Shulam loy ma'afoy neres toily giti and rosh lach liyaser. Tana rabbanin toily, or else the wife says v'soli. All these lashonos are good lashonos of a shliach lekabala. All right, we'll stop here. So let's come on, we'll do over again tomorrow night. Yehud na stamach gimul amabez. Again, the Gemara says, "Who gavro?" In the middle of the Gemara again. Who gavra is the man the shoda le gitl veisu? He sent the get to his wife. Ozo shlicha the shliach went. Ashkecho he found the wife ki yoso v'kolisha. The wife was in the middle of the bank making dough. She was lisha making kneading dough. Omar lo, so the shliach told her, hey lo gitcha, here's your get. Omar lo, the wife said back to the shliach, levi biyodcha, you can keep it. You can keep it means that you should be a shliach la kabbalah to accept the get. Some Rav Nachman said, "Emisal Rabbi Chanina avi be'ubda." If I hold like Rabbi Chanina, that he was the one that said before that an isha could make a shliach to accept the get from the shliach habal. So that's what happened here. First, the husband made a shliach sending the get to his wife, and then when it came to her, she made him a shliach to accept the get. So I would say the get is good. Omale Rabbi said back, no. The emisal Rabbi Chanina, even if you hold like Rabbi Chanina, in this case, ovdos ba'ovda, you would want to tell me here also the get would be good. Here should be another problem. The question here is, holoichozra shlichus eitz labal. The shlichus cannot go back to the husband that sent him. Because here the husband sent the get with the shliach. Now this shliach, when he gets finishes giving it to her, he's supposed to go back and tell the husband he did it. But here he can't do that, because the wife right away made him a shliach lekabbalah. So the same shliach the husband made to be a shliach lelocha, he himself cannot change in to be a shliach lekabbalah. That's the question. So Mora says, Shachu lekayim the Rav Ami. They asked the question in front of Rav Ami, Shachu lehu. He said also back that loichozwa shlichos es labal. It should be a problem over here. Since the shliach cannot go back to the husband to say he did a shlichos, but rather he changed over to become a shliach lekabbalah, that should be possible. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Omar nisyashu bedava." Let me think this thing over. Niyayim Barashi says until we have a real clear shot. Is hard after that shochu kaimel Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. They sent a question from Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Omar, he said like this: that kol hani all these type of questions is shochu lo viazli. Go and send it. In other words, ki heichid the misafkelu l'ditu hochanam misafkelu l'didan. They say, well, you have a question, a doubt about it. We also have doubts, and therefore, in such a case, what should we do? L'alocha have a davar sheberva. It's a question, and the davar sheberva is the get called the good get or not? The davar sheberva choletes, and the davar sheberva, since it's a suffix of the get, is good or not? We can't rely on this get. Therefore, in case the husband dies later, We have to be afraid maybe the get was no good, and therefore she needs chalitza. But if the husband is still alive, then we tell the husband, go and give her another get. The Gemara says, have you do a case like this, v'yatzchor Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Maaso get the chalitza. He said that in such a case, where the husband made a shliach l'halacha, and then that shliach changed over to become a shliach l'kabbalah, that the husband has to give another get and chalitza. So we ask, Kashatarti, what do you need two things for? Like if the husband gives another get, that alone should be enough. Tomorrow says, true, I'll tell you, get mechayim. I mean, if the husband is still alive, it's enough for him to write another get. Let's say the husband dies, though, before he writes, has a chance to write over the get, then the loch rish, she needs chalitza. Hahi, there was a case, devi korulei nafosa. The wife's name was called nafosa. Also, sadi the edim went, kosas fosa. They made a mistake, they wrote the wrong name in the get. They wrote the name of Tfosa instead of Nafosa. Some Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Maaso Mishmei Rav also Edim Shlechusim. The Avin Minor is, listen, the Edim did what they were supposed to. They were Shluchim Edim to write up the get. They wrote up the get. Aye, they did it wrong, the get is no good, but they have no power to rewrite it because they already used up their power. That's what he wanted to say. Mask of Lord Rabbi, Rabbi asked a question. Mi Kamalu, Ksoivu Chasva? Did the husband tell the shliach, write me stam a piece of chaspa, a piece of earthly kli? In other words, I'm the v'hovulu and give it to her. The husband meant to say, is write up a get for my wife. So if you wrote up the wrong name, that's not called writing a get. I can't use this get. So of course the husband still wants the shliach to write another get, and of course he has the right to write another get. There's no question about it. Elul the Moshe is rather like this. Eloma Rabba. What's going to be the case is, again, the husband made a shliach, or told the sefer, write me a get, and the sefer wrote a kosher get, he wrote a good get. The yovad, then the get was lost. In such a case, I'll tell you here, we can't write over a new get. Also, edim shechusan, because the edim did already what the husband told them. The husband told them to write up a get, and they wrote up a good get. This get got lost, tough. Now we have to go and ask the husband a second time if he wants to have a new get written. But these Edim, these Shluchim themselves, cannot write it over again. This Gemara says, no, doesn't make any sense. Maskev lo Rav Nachman, mi ka'omulu kisu v'yanchu v'kisisaychu. Did the husband tell the Edim, just write up a get and leave it in your pocket? Of course, the husband meant to say, write up a get and give it to my wife. So therefore, if you lost the get before you gave it to her, of course the husband wants you to write it over again and give it to her. The main thing is the husband wants you to give her the get. El Omer of Nachman, rather of Nachman says like this, Kaisven v'noisen afilu meyapom, that's the lochom. That the same shluchim, the same sefer, can write it over again even 100 times. In other words, when the husband told this Edom or told this sefer, you write up a get from a wife and give it to her, the husband wants that this get should be given to her when it's a kosher get. And if anything goes wrong in between, of course the husband wants you to write it over again. So even though it takes you 100 times to write over the get, until you give her a good get, of course you have permission. That's all called from the Tzibui Habal. Boi minei rovim Rav Nachman. Rovim has a question from Rav Nachman. Kisvo utunu l'shliach. If you wrote up the get, utunu l'shliach, give it over to the shliach. The husband told this first cipher, write up a get and give it to the shliach. That's all. It's not that you should give the get over to my wife. You just write it and give it to the shliach. Mao, what's the lach in such a case? We found in all these cases that after the cipher wrote up the get and gave it to the shliach, then the shliach lost the get. So does the cipher have a right to rewrite the get or not? So Luke Slikilihu, is the pshat that since the cipher did what he was supposed to, he wrote up the get and gave it to a shliach, he's finished. He cannot do it over again. The husband, of course, wants this cipher as long as he has to write it over and over again until the wife gets a good get. How come the husband told the cipher to give it over to the shliach? Because he wanted to be nice to the cipher. He wanted to make it easy upon him. But of course, if the cipher wants to rewrite the get, if the get got lost, of course the husband has a right to. So that was his question. The cipher has a right to. That's the question. That doesn't mean to say only write it once and give it over, and if you did it, you can't do any more. Or no, the husband just meant to be nice, but of course, as much as you want, you could write it over again. What about if the husband says, take it to her? What's going to be in such a case? Tomorrow says, take it, true. In these cases, we have a suffix. Yeah. So, take in this case, you have a suffix. Exactly what was the kavono habal? What did the bal mean? The bal mean to be makpid, to do it just once, and you can't redo it? Or no, he's masking that you could do it as many times as you have to, as long as the guest comes to her. Right, then the Mishnah says, when the wife says such a lashon of toli giti, she makes a shliach to receive the guest from me, that's called the lashon of a shliach lekabolo. And then as soon as the shliach receives the get, it takes place. The husband cannot retract. Tana Rabbanin, toli, let's say the wife tells the shliach, take it from me. V'soli, bring it to me. V'yoyli v'yotcha, should be for you in my hand. Should be for me in your hand. Kuna loshen kabolhein. All these lashonas are good lashonas that the wife is appointing the shliach to be a shliach lekabolo, and therefore as soon as the get comes into her hand, he can't be chayzer anymore. Yeah. Good. The last shaila was v'yerluch l'Rashi says, in the same case was where the husband told the shluchim kisvu utnu l'shliach, but he only added the word v'yerluch, and he could also go along with them. That was the question: does the word v'yerluch mean more that you could redo it or not? And this Gemara applies by teiku. So that's the Mishnah. Ha'isha shomro hiskabo legiti. If the wife makes a shliach l'kabbalah, she goes over to Reuven and tells Reuven, listen, I want you to go to my husband to receive the get for me. And then as soon as the husband gives the get to the shliach, she's megareshes. So halacha is, tzrichi shtei kiti edim. She still needs two pairs of edim that she should be really megareshes. Shnayim shonim b'faneinu omra. We need two edim to say over that they heard the way the wife told the shliach to become a shliach l'kabbalah. Or shnayim shomrim, another two edim we need that says, b'faneinu kibel b'kara. In front of us, we saw the way this same shliach received the get from the husband, and then also he ripped it up. We'll see later soon why the shliach has to rip it up right away. Now, afilo hein hori shomrim hein achreinim. Even though it's the same edim, the same two edim that said first, say the second thing, it's also good. Oy echad min